Blog Talk Radio.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nollyvette Milligan. It's Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliment to host Nollyvette Milligan. True friend, listen in, let the healing begin. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strapped with a KJB, 66 to kill all that noise.
Glory, all honor, all power, all praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome, everyone, to the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nollyvette Milligan. Thank you very much for joining me today. Today I have a special guest. He is the president and the founder of the Youth Gospel Association. His name is Mr. Kendall Henderson, and he will be on the line with us very shortly. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that have stepped out on faith like Mr. Henderson and myself, and you decided to start an organization or start your own business like I did, it's time to let go and let God have his way. The Word of God says that faith without works is dead. You have the faith, now it's time to do the work. By the way, the DYAFN radio program is being sponsored by Gifts by Nollyvette, where we have over 1,000 items to choose from for all of your gift-giving needs. For more information, please go to giftsbynollyvette.labellabaskets.com. I dedicate this to my special guest this morning. This is Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Let go and let God, right here on the DYAFN radio program.
You are letting go. Let God have his way. You are to let go and let God have his way. You are to let go and let God have his way. You are to let go and let God have his way. Hey, hey.
You've been waiting a long time for God to bless you.
You want to let go
and let God have his way.
Hey, I feel like I'm a stretch.
the one, yes, I created the whole universe, greater than anything in heaven and in all the earth. It's my air you breathe, so I'm the one that you should please, and I am the one you need. Why should you be alone?
To that fact that Jesus is all you need. And when you have him, trust me when I tell you that you have more than enough. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a young man who has stepped out on faith. He has started his own association. I am very proud of this young man. He is the one and the only. He is the president and founder of the Youth Gospel Association. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kendall That's enough. That's enough. Good morning, Kendall. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. It's indeed a blessing to be here this morning.
I am so glad to be with you, be here with you this morning. Also, my brother, thank you very much for joining me today, and I am very excited about your Youth Gospel Association. So before we begin, I want you to tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and how did you get started with the Youth Gospel Association?
Okay, I'm from Dallas. I was born and raised here in Dallas. I'm now 36 years of age. I've been married now almost 12 years to a wonderful woman. I just want to give a shout-out to her today because she is listening via her own headphones. And wanted to say I love her and thank her for supporting me. And how I got started with Youth Gospel Association, it was during a very trying time in my life. I had just lost my biological father, and I was working, had met my sister, and was helping her with her nonprofit organization. And, you know, sometimes things don't work out all the time when you work with your family. And my wife just encouraged me that, okay, if you helped her get that far, why not go on your own and do it on your own? And then that's when Youth Gospel Association was born, and we did get established with the state of Texas September 28, 2013.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, are you yourself or your wife or anyone in your family, are you guys gospel singers by chance?
Well, actually, myself, believe it or not, I was raised in the Churches of God in Christ. And I started singing and playing instruments at the age of 5 years old. I'm 36 now, so I've been doing it for 31 years. Playing the bass guitar. I can play drums. I can play a little organ as well. So I bring a lot of experience to the table. My wife is also, she's a soprano in our choir church. So, you know, the musicianship and singing is just in my family.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, the other people that are a part of the Youth Gospel Organization, do you guys have like a, you know, like a board of directors or executives or whatever?
Well, it's myself. I'm the president and founder. Then we have our fundraiser director and administrative lead, Latamara Overstreet. She helps me with the majority of the administrative duties and coming up with our fundraising activities. And then for our music department and over the music, we have my brother Toby Harris, which you had the opportunity to meet at the meeting. And
yes,
he's going to be helping me with the music. And he's an awesome, when I say awesome bass player, he will play you under the table. He's just that good. He's
all
very
right,
anointed,
now.
Saved and Holy Ghost filled young man. So I do trust him in that arena. So that's just about the main core of the leaders in the organization right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we met for the business breakfast, you know, I had asked Tony, does he give lessons? Because, ladies and gentlemen, a very long time ago when I was a knucklehead at 14 years old, I had a bass guitar myself. Now, some people out there that went to Arts Magnet with me would remember that I used to carry my bass guitar to class every day. And that's why I asked Tony, does he teach lessons? Because, you know, right now I'm all thumbs, and the only thing I could do with a bass is look at it. So anyway, moving on. let's talk about the pilot program. Now, in your mission statement, you stated that Youth Gospel Organization, the Youth Mass Choir pilot program, is designed to give the youth and community of Dallas, Texas, a glimpse of what the afternoon school program will consist of. Would you elaborate more on that?
Sure, yes, ma'am. What we're doing right now, until we finish fundraising to get our facility built for the after-school program, we're going to do with the YGA Youth Gospel Association Mass Choir, which will give the community a glimpse of what the after-school program will be. What Youth Gospel Association after-school program will be is an after-school program that will teach youth between the ages of 5 to 18 the gospel music arts, life skills, and also we will have other community resources as well. The kids can learn, we'll be able to learn choir, they'll be able to learn whatever prospective instrument, whether it be they want to play the drums, bass guitar, lead guitar, the organ, keyboard. We're also going to have big choir room with which they'll rehearse in, and we'll have a studio behind that. So we're going to teach them studio and audio tech team equipment. And what this does, one of my desires for the organization to do is to help the small to medium-sized churches develop their homegrown musicians, their homegrown tech team and audio and studio tech team equipment directors, because whether we like it or not, we have to face it. We're the church of the day, but they're the church of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so if we want them to carry on in the way that they should carry on, somebody has to teach them, not only teach them, but teach them right. And then also you want to make this, I mean, because they have schools and stuff that do this training, but you have to understand in areas that we're, the area that we're going to be in, it's not very many organizations that are willing to do this at low to no cost at all. And it's, we have an area of Dallas that's suffering because of those organizations not being over there. I mean, everyone is not athletes. Everyone is not scientists. Everyone's not going to be gardeners or, you know, those that deal with nature. But you have some that can sing and play, but they just need that extra assistance to get them over the hump, if you will, to help them perfect their craft and their gifts. So that's one part of what Youth Gospel Association after school program would do. Now, the other part, in brief, we will have a comparing computer lounge in the facility.
Oh, cool.
When the kids come for their classes every day, while they're in their classes, the parents can come and work on their resumes. We have HR professionals on our LinkedIn account that have agreed to come out and volunteer to help them perfect their resumes, even assist with job leads, because we don't just want to be a daycare, we want to be a resource as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so to help the parents get on their feet so they can do better for themselves and their families. And then last but not least, we're going to have an on-site cafeteria. That means every day when the parent and child come in, they will have access to a hot and healthy meal for dinner every day when they come Monday through Friday. And on Saturday when they come for their Saturday classes, for the ones that come, we will serve them breakfast before their classes begin. So, like I said, Youth Gospel Association is not going to just be about me. I want to be a blessing in the sense of having those resources available, and also with a facility of that magnitude, it's going to create jobs for the local economy and local community. You know, maybe part-time positions, but yet again, it's another resource for extra income. So we just want to be a blessing in as a general in whole.
Mm-hmm. And all of that sounds wonderful. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have about 39 minutes and 26 seconds left in the broadcast. If there's anybody that would like to call in and would like to speak with Mr. Henderson, the number to call in is area code 323-417-6701. Again, the number is area code 323-417-6701. Now, Mr. Henderson, would you please give your contact information? And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep giving the contact information throughout the broadcast. So, Kendall, what is your contact information for those that may want to contribute to your organization?
Okay, if you would like to contribute to the Youth Gospel Association, you can address your contribution to P.O. Box 131-965, and that's Dallas, Texas, 75313. Again, that's P.O. Box 131-965, Dallas, Texas, 75313. If you would like to reach out to us by phone, you can reach us at 214-670-2775. Again, that's 214-670-2775. If you want to reach us by email, you can email us at YGA, again, that's Y as in yellow, G as in Gary, A as in Apple, 2014@outlook.com. Also, for all you technical people that love to use the Internet and websites, we do have a website up. You can reach us at www.yga2014.wix.com/YouthGospel. Again, that's yga2014.wix.com/YouthGospel.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back to a little bit of music right now. And when we come back to DYAFM with our special guest, Mr. Kendall Henderson from the Youth Gospel Association, Mr. Henderson is going to go into some of the things that they're doing for fundraising. I have got to hear about this Taste of Flavor. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I like food, okay? So I want to hear about the Taste of Flavor.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to elaborate a little more about that. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play Hater Day for Canton Jones. And I dedicate this to all of y'all out there that put down people like Mr. Henderson and myself who step out on faith. And, you know, faith without works is dead. Well, we're working it. And all of y'all going to do is just sit up and criticize and find something wrong. And then you're going to have the unmitigated gall to ask for our help. Well, I got a song just for you. It's called Hater Day by Canton Jones right here on the DYAFN radio program.
I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. I don't wanna be fake today, so all my haters gonna have to pick a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today, fry my shake today, get him a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today, and I'ma make sure that I don't ball hog today. Take it to the mall today,
doing it all today.
We gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today, and I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today,
and share my heart today,
and how we made a way, and how we made my troubles
hey.
This is Hater Day, and instead of wishing that all my haters were laid away, I'ma be like a teacher, I'ma give an A today, and take the other failing grade away.
I'ma do something good for my haters.
I'ma be sincere and ask them how they feel today. May even cut their grass today,
get their trash today,
or even leave them some cash today.
I will say something nice today.
I'ma hold my tongue instead of them price today.
Give them the right way,
cause it's Hater Day. I'ma pay my haters' way. May be hard today, but I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today, and if they have to, I'll give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today, and I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today, I'ma make you my friend today. But it's really not about the way that I
4.
It's all done.
I hope they've already
already done. Whatever you have asked the Lord for, don't walk in it like you're just asking him. Start thanking him for what has already been done. You haven't seen the manifestation of it, mind you, but please know that once you ask the Lord for something, it is already done. Welcome back to the DYAFM radio program. I am your humble servant, Nyla Vette Milligan, with my very special guest, Mr. Kendall Henderson of the Youth Gospel Association. Now, Kendall, tell me, my brother, about the taste of flavor. I am anxious to know about that.
I can definitely tell. I can hear the excitement in your voice. Okay, what the taste of flavor? What the taste of flavor will consist of? I myself have reached out to the different food truck vendors that often come downtown to the Clyde Warren Park, and we have had a few that have agreed to participate. What taste of flavor will be is that you'll have a different variety of food trucks at the location that we have chosen, and then I also have a private dessert vendor that will come out. She sells a different assortments of desserts. What it is that what this fundraiser will do for us is help us raise the money for our kids' T-shirts for the choir. And so you'll have different styles of food. You'll have from Mexican food to Italian food to great American cuisine. It just be you'll have a different pick and choose of what you would like to eat that day. And the only thing we're charging to get in is just a $3 donation. And the reason being is because you have to pay for your food from the different food truck vendors. So we decided to do it at a low cost donation, so that way those that will attend will understand that they do still have to pay the food trucks for their own food as well as the dessert vendors. Now, we will have water and different items available as you walk into the event. But that's basically what it's going to be. You have your pick and choose of what kind of food you want to eat that day.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that the taste of flavor is just one of your great ideas for fundraising. What other things that you guys are going to do for fundraiser? I take it that everything is going to probably be utilized around the spring and summer. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to try to, depending on how the weather allows us, we're going to try to start getting started with those fundraisers toward the end of March, early April, and run those till about the beginning of May. Because by that time, we want to have everything in play and ready for the concert itself. Also, if you don't mind, I didn't do it the last time when we was the last segment. I wanted to talk about briefly the audition for the Youth Gospel Association.
Go right ahead.
Choir. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do things just a little bit different than the norm. Instead of having the students or prospective participants come out to a facility and try out, We're going to take the advantage of technology and use that. On our Facebook page, what we're asking, for those that are interested, ages 10 to 19, with parental consent, to record a 3-minute video of them singing their favorite gospel song and then upload it to our Facebook page, to the Youth Gospel Association Facebook page. And then we're going to have all the decisions made in between the first and the end of April. And that way, because we want to have the choir selected and start rehearsing in May. Because myself as a musician and being a part of choirs, in order to put together an awesome choir, we have to start rehearsing and rehearsing early. Because we want them to have a sense. That's one thing of the pilot program overview. We want them to learn the sense of earning something. We don't want to just give them anything. We want them to actually compete and earn their spot. So that's how we're going to do the auditions as well.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, do you have, I'm getting ahead of myself. Would you please give the information again as far as the gospel, the ages, and when this is going to take place, and the contact information.
Okay. Yes. Now, for the auditions for the YGA Mass Youth Mass Choir, we're asking for all participants between the ages of 10 and 19. If you're under the age of 18, we're asking for parental consent. And how we want our parents to enter their consent is go to our website, which is www.yga2014.wix.com/youthgospel, and then leave a contact submission with your name and contact information stating that you are giving a verbal written consent for your youth to upload the video to the page. Then what you do, just record the, you can use your cell phone or tablet or iPad and record a 2 to 3 minute video of your youth singing their favorite gospel song, and then upload it to our Facebook page. And then all decisions will be made in between the 1st of April and the end of April. And that way we give everyone a ample opportunity to prepare, and it also gives us opportunity to get everything finalized and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. And would you also give again the contact information for anyone that wants to contribute to the organization?
Sure, no problem. If you would like to contribute to the Youth Gospel Association, you can make it out to Youth Gospel Association and send it to P.O. Box 131965, Dallas, Texas 75313. Again, that's P.O. Box 131965, Dallas, Texas 75313. And we also briefly, just for a moment, I just want to give our state credentials information, because I know we live in a generation where as parents, we should anyway like to verify anything that our youth are involved in. If those that are interested and would like to check us out, you can contact the Office of the Secretary of State of Texas at 512-463-5555. Again, that number is 512-463-5555. You can give them the file number 801-857-998. Again, it's file number 801-857-998. And what they will do is basically let you know that our state credentials as a nonprofit are legit and are in working order. Because the Bible tells us in everything, we must do everything in decent and in order. And God, we know that God likes order. He approves order, and he established order. So as an organization, I want everyone to know that Youth Gospel Association will be an open book organization any time. If you want any information, just feel free to give us a call, and that number is 214-670-2775, and I will gladly assist you when you give me a call.
Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I also am in support of the Youth Gospel Organization. So if you're not able to get in contact with Mr. Henderson, please, by all means, get in contact with me, and I will forward the information to Mr. Henderson. And, of course, you can reach me everywhere. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on PennIn. Oh, Lord, too many to name. But, ladies and gentlemen, again, to contact the Youth Gospel Association, please, it is P.O. Box 131965 in Dallas, Texas, and the zip code is 75313. If you would like to speak with Mr. Henderson directly, please call him at area code 214-670-2775. And again, the P.O. Box number is 131965, Dallas, Texas, 75, is that 313, Mr. Henderson?
Yes, ma'am, 313.
Okay, I said 213. See, that's what I get. My glasses are fogged up. Okay, it's 75313. And the email address, again, is youthgospel2@gmail.com. Now, Mr. Henderson, we have about 17 minutes left in the program. And I wanted to know, was there any other additional information that you would like to give people as far as more information about your organization, about the fundraising events that are going to occur, or anything else?
Well, yes, ma'am. If I may, in brief, just would like to give just the word of testimony. I hold this dear to my heart because I grew up, like I first stated at the beginning of the program, in the churches of God in Christ. And I grew up in churches a lot of times that already had, you know, established musicians that were good and they, you know, they were very skillful. But as a youth that really had the desire to do it and wanted to do it, sometimes it can be a very debilitating feeling when you want to do something, but no one, it seems as though no one wants to take the time to teach you or to show you what you want to know. And and that's one thing I want to do. I want to give a testimony and a word of encouragement. I was a self-taught musician. God gave me the ability from birth to have the ear to be able to listen to a song and sing it and go back and play it. But even with that gift of being able to pick it up by ear, and even with having to practice, it's still an awesome feeling to have someone to show you what you want to know, especially when you have a rightful desire. And that's one of the most important goals of Youth Gospel Association. We want to make this accessible to those that don't have accessibility to it. And I just want to say that I want to encourage the youth that are out there that are young and they want to play the drums in church, they want to sing in the praise team, they want to sing in the choir, but not yet able to because they're not at their skill set. If you give God the life and go to Him honestly and ask Him in faith, Lord, this is what I want to do, this is what I have desire to do. If it's for you, He will give you that gift, and He will give you the hunger to learn it. And so, and that's the same thing I did now. I'm a more accomplished musician. I'm a more accomplished singer. You know, I'm not one to like to brag on my skill level because I feel like that's a gift from God and He didn't give it to us to do that. But the Bible did say that your gift will make room for you. So, I just want to say that. And also, for the fundraising goals, we're asking all that can if they're able to help us get to the financial level we need to be to take on this project for the summit. All that can, if you can bless us with a $5 donation, what we will do, if you send it to the P.O. Box information, I have custom receipts that I can mail to you for your tax purposes. Now, since we are a state incorporated nonprofit, there is a limited tax credit available to those that that do make a donation. We will get the receipt to you. And also, what we're going to do, we as an organization, we do bank with the Wells Fargo Bank Institution, so we will print truncated statements with all the pertinent information blocked out. But to show you, we will do this every month to all of our contributors, send you a monthly statement that shows where every dime of your money is going, whether we're purchasing cleaning supplies, matter of fact, we're in the need of a new printer, Scott copy and fax machine. When we go and purchase this from the business bank account, we will send those statements every first of the month so that way you can see where your dollars are going. So we ask that all that can and will, if you can bless us with that $5 donation, and I'm going to give that address one more time, just so we can have it on record for those that would like to help us. You can make your money order or check addressed to Youth Gospel Association, and you can mail it to P.O. Box 131965. Again, and that's Dallas, Texas, 75313. Again, it's P.O. Box 131965, Dallas, Texas, and the zip code is 75313. And I know some might ask, why such a low denomination? It doesn't take a lot to get what you need done. I've seen situations in my personal life where God has turned a little into a lot. And God has really been opening doors for us. And we have different assets and tools available where the things that we need, we have them at our beck and call. But we do need the financial help. So if you can help us with that donation, it will be greatly appreciated. And I just want to take the time to thank Ms. Milligan again for this platform. Thank you guys for my audience, the audio listeners that are listening in. This is a great, great encouragement to me personally. I'm not going to get emotional, but I just want to thank God for this platform because he didn't have to let it be so. He didn't have to let it be so. But he seen the desire in my heart. Because I told God, I made a promise to him. I said, if you bless me, I'll be a blessing to other people. And I'm going to do it with every fiber in my being to be a blessing to these youth and these families that desperately need us. And that ends my talking for today.
Amen, amen. Well, you know what? It is my pleasure, and I'm glad that I was able to meet you and meet the other young people that I've met to be a part of your organization. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Henderson is a man of God, and he is a family man. He is a married man, and the other two young people that I met that are a part of this organization, you know, beautiful people. Now, I'm going to have to do this Nile Vets way. Y'all spend too much money on this secular music. I'm sure that you could get off the price of one CD and give it to Mr. Henderson and his organization. Bruno Mars and them have made enough money, you know. Try giving some of your money back to a Christian organization, an organization that is willing to get out there and help the children. Parents out there, the children don't have enough positive things or Christian things to do. The Youth Gospel Association is something that is more than just a bunch of people coming together singing. This is an organization that wants to carry it out further than that. But let's be real, let's be honest. They cannot do it without money. So anything that you are spending, instead of buying blunts and instead of buying those Swisher sweet cigars and all of that kind of stuff, you can contribute a part of that money to this organization that is for the betterment of mankind. Mr. Henderson and the rest of his organization have a dream to help your children, help your grandchildren, help your nieces and your nephews, your sisters and brothers, kids, whoever it may be. So please, don't be selfish, don't be stingy, and don't be about self. You can contribute just a few dollars to this organization. In other words, like we used to say back in the 70s, put up or shut up, okay? So,
but,
to
and,
Mr.
And also,
Henderson,
if I may interject very briefly.
Go ahead.
I work full-time, and I don't make very much money, but I do myself take my own personal income to put it in this. Matter of fact, to get the organization established with the government that comes out of my pocket to do different things as far as getting business cards and actually putting money, my personal income, family money into my account. I do that, and I want to let those know. I know sometimes people feel like, well, sometimes these organizations ask for help, help, help. What do they do? Well, I'm telling you now, I'm not taking away from my house. My house comes first because my family is my first ministry. But also, I thank God for a wife that understands the vision and bought it with me. And she understands that in order to get where we want to be, there has to be an initial personal investment, if you will. And so, I mean, and I've done this willingly because, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that it doesn't fail. You know, so I want people to feel comfortable that's giving. Hey, he's putting in too, you know, because a lot of times mm-hmm. It makes a person that contributes feel good when they know the head person is contributing too. So I buy supplies, I pay for advertisement, different things that we need to get done because I want to really see this come to pass. So that's why we ask, if you can help us, we do appreciate it. You know, I don't want this to be a situation where it's under the impression that we're begging, because we're not. I understand business. I've been working in business long enough to know that even in a regular business, you're going to have people that's going to like your product. You have people that's not going to like your product. But we can't worry about the ones that don't like it. We have to move forward and deal with the ones that want to contribute. And like I said, this is an open book organization. We will help everyone. We will do what we can to help those that want to help. And we just want everyone to know that we're a community-based organization. We're an open book organization. So like I said, we're a family. We call, even when I just, our Facebook family, I say Facebook family. I don't say Facebook friends because we're a family. And family's supposed to stick together. So I just want everyone to know we love you guys. We love everyone, and thank you for your time.
And ladies and gentlemen, one last thing. As always, these Blog Talk Radio programs that are done with DYAFN are always in the archives. So for all of you that are listening to this program right now, please come to blogtalkradio.com/DYAFN and listen to this program. Please share this program with people at your churches. Please share this program with other people in your organizations or your associations to get the information about Mr. Henderson and about the Youth Gospel Association. This program will always be in the archives for anyone to listen to and for anyone to share. So as soon as this broadcast is over, it is going to take, all of 10, 15 minutes to be comprised, and then it's immediately going into the archives. So please share this program about the Youth Gospel Association and the founder and the president, Mr. Kendall Henderson. And Kendall, what is your wife's name?
Her name is Rochelle. Hey, baby, how you doing?
Hey,
love
Rochelle.
You.
Shout out. Woo! Hey, girl, how you doing? I had to do that because I know that
wife.
She's listening.
It's something about when I say my wife's name, it just makes me smile. I don't know what it is, but it just makes me smile to mention her name.
Now, the Bible says, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. You know, so you found your wife, and therefore you have a good thing. But, you know, that's another broadcast. We'll talk about that later. So, ladies and gentlemen, give it up, of course, for my baby boy. And I say baby because I know he's 36, but he's much younger than I am. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Mr. Kendall Henderson. Hallelujah. Yay. Okay, that's enough. Anyway, okay, and Kendall, one more time, will you give the contact information for people to contact the Youth Gospel Association?
Sure, no problem. If you'd like to reach us by mail, you can address the envelope to Youth Gospel Association, and the address is P.O. Box 131-965, Dallas, Texas 75313. Again, it's P.O. Box 131-965, Dallas, Texas 75313. If you'd like to reach us by phone, our phone number is 214-670-2775. Our email address, our main email address, is youthgospel2@gmail.com. Again, youthgospel2@gmail.com. And also, we are on Facebook. We also have a Twitter account, and we also are on Instagram and LinkedIn as well. So we can be found searching all of the major social media websites, and we just look forward to hearing from you guys and being a blessing to the community.
Amen, amen. Again, thank you for being on the program today, Kendall. I love you guys. I look forward to working with you guys in the future, and I am very proud to be a part of your organization. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for the DYAFM radio program, along with my special guest, Mr. Kendall Henderson of the Youth Gospel Association. I am your humble servant, Nyvette Milligan, and as always, please receive this from Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. God bless you today.
what you think about Jesus. Jesus in the morning, you give me Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, he's my reason for living, he's my source of survival, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, now give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day.
Nobody with your toys. Strapped with KJB, 66 to kill all that noise.